taking a deep breath in and letting it out. As you breathe in pink and gold energy. And as you breathe out any negativity, stress, or anxiety. Breathing in and out. Sending a grounding cord down from the base of your spine to the center of the earth. Make the grounding cord nice and wide. Set the grounding cord on release and begin to release the excess energy in the body. Go ahead and put a little whirlwind, a vacuum, or a tornado in the grounding cord. And really let all of that excess energy, all of those perfect pictures, go right down the grounding cord. You're going to get exactly what you need and want from this series. You can just relax now, be happy, and trust that all is divinely right, right-ordered, and well in your world. Continue breathing in and out, breathing that pink energy, the energy of unconditional love into your body. The gold energy that you're breathing in is the energy of the Supreme Being. Let your cells be enlightened and awakened with this beautiful pink and gold breath. Grounding your right and left ovary with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, from each of the ovaries to 1 foot below the body, then straight down to the center of the earth. Set the ovaries on release and begin to release all the healing projects you have in your body, all the people that you've loved and cared for and are trying to help in one way or another. Release all your healing projects. We're going to use all of this energy from the ovaries, from healing others. We're going to use that to heal your body today. So we're resetting your miracle space at self-healing. And while we're clearing the ovaries, draw a line across between the right and left ovary so you have now a triangle there. And then directly in front of your belly, 4 inches, is a little ball of miracle energy. Go ahead and let this ball of miracle energy grow. The ball is about a size of a golf ball when we start. It's kind of small. But it's the miracle energy that all women have to create life from, to create babies with. So let's just ground that ball to the center of the earth, like a golf ball with a little tee underneath, and then it's just grounded to the center of the earth. And let's let that miracle energy just grow. And so it gets bigger. Maybe it's the size now of a baseball, and a softball, and a volleyball, and a kickball. And it just keeps getting bigger, a basketball. A beach ball. One of those big purple physical therapy balls. It's huge. Thank goodness we grounded it to the center of the earth so it doesn't just float away and go to somebody else. There it is in front of you, getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And now we're going to kind of pop it and let it just ooze all over you. Miracle energy is very much like molasses or honey. So just imagine this miracle energy, which is so big right now, it's over your head and it's kind of gooing into you. And just imagine it soaking into you like honey on white bread. So you're feeling that miracle energy just permeating you. It's golden energy permeating the cells of your body in front from the belly all the way through the chest, the neck, the face, the head, and then over the head, and down the back and hips, and all the way. It's just kind of encircling you. You're being entirely encircled with miracle energy. And so you're entirely soaked with miracle energy, your own miracle energy, going up to the adrenal glands that are at the right and left side of the waist, about an inch up from the waistline and 2 inches off the spine. Ground the adrenal glands, these little acorn-like glands, with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, down to the first chakra, and then down to the center of the earth. Set the right and left adrenal glands on release and begin to release all the stress out energy, the fight or flight energy from the adrenal glands. Very good. It's really important that the adrenal glands are entirely 100%. Let's pulse some golden suns on the adrenal glands. Let's look at the gauge on the adrenal glands. So you could just imagine that you're looking at like a temperature gauge, and just take a look and see where the adrenals are right now. If you can't see a gauge right away, it's really okay. What we're going to do is just imagine like a thermometer gauge and put it up to 100%. So if you're at 60%, you need to really bump that up. So just see if you can get it all the way to 100%. We want these adrenals functioning really well. When the adrenals are functioning at a low number, you really can't regenerate yourself. It's pretty impossible. The reason for that is the adrenals will kick out a stress hormone in the body, which will actually cause the body to break down. So we want the adrenals entirely functioning in happiness and celebration. We want all that stress to melt away, and we just want all the goody stuff to come to the surface. You're doing a great job. Wonderful. And for those of you that notice that your adrenals are really low and they're not really popping up, you might want to be also simultaneously doing the happy hormones meditation to really tune up your endocrine system. This won't apply to everybody, but this is a wonderful adjunct to the healings if your hormonal system's a little out of whack. All right, let us go up to the center of the head. Sitting in the center of the head in your throne room, looking around the throne room, let's clear out all the dust bunnies and fuzzballs and spider webs and extra books and paper. So taking a spiritual fire hose, let's wash out the center of the head. And opening a trap door out the back, let's let it all fall out the back of the head. Really important to get the center of the head really clear. You're doing an excellent job. Get rid of those extra file cabinets. Yeah, there really shouldn't be anything in there other than your chair, your throne room chair, and just beautiful golden walls and a front view screen, but really nothing else. No papers, no repetitive thoughts, no dust bunnies, no hanging things, nothing. Okay, so we would just want that nice and clear, the center of the head, beautiful, nice and clear. Thank you. Go ahead and take some spiritual Windex, wash off the view screen. This is the screen in front of you. It's in front of your third eye. Go ahead and get that nice and sparkly. Throw the Windex and the rag down the grounding cord or the trapdoor. Go ahead and pull the trapdoor closed and then pop out the top of the head. Now we're out the top of the head. Let's go ahead and pull the aura into 18 inches around your body. Let's make the edge of the aura sharp and defined. Let's put a golden Roomba, a little vacuum cleaner is a Roomba. It's an automated vacuum cleaner. Let's put that at the top of your head and under your feet. And let's just spiral down around your head. And we'll be spiraling simultaneously coming up from underneath your feet all the way up to meet in the middle and down from around your head all the way down to the waist. So just set those golden Roombas on and let's clean up all the dust bunnies and fuzz balls on the inside of your aura. And when they meet in the middle, go ahead and throw both of those golden Roombas down the big grounding cord at the base of your spine. And now let's just take our spiritual hands and take a look at that edge of the aura. Notice if there are any dings, dents, or holes in the aura, let's smooth it out. If there's holes, you want to just fill them in. So you might use some magic aura spray paint or some magic aura thread and go ahead and seam that up again or spray that in so that the entire aura is nice and smooth and encircling your body entirely. Let's go ahead and put a blue corona at the edge of your aura. And let's let that flame up. We're burning off all the programming, all the aging programming, all the you can't do it programming, all the group agreement that the body has to break down. Let's burn all that off. Let that fire blaze. Nice big blue corona just burning like crazy. Maybe it goes 4 feet off the aura right now. It's really burning. And let that blaze burn, opening your feet chakras to earth energy, bringing earth energy up through those beautiful lotus-like lenses at the bottom of your feet. Earth energy up through the feet, ankles, shins and calves, knees, thighs, out the hips, and down the grounding cord. And then finding a place in the universe that's in affinity with you, that makes you feel so happy and connected to everything and everyone. My favorite place is a temple in Nepal on the top of a mountain in the Himalayas. You find that beautiful place and bring a line of energy from that place into the back of your head, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull. Bring it down into the neck and shoulders, arms, elbows, forearms, through the wrists, hands, out the fingers and fingertips. Bringing more of that energy down through your back channels, all the way down into your pelvis and your hips, up through the belly, through the chest, through the neck, through the head, fountaining out the top of the head like a beautiful Italian fountain, bathing and cleansing your aura. We really want this energy running for a little while today. We really want to clear out all the channels super duper well. So this is like giving yourself an aura cleansing. So it's kind of like when you do a food cleanse. This is the internal cleansing. It cleanses the meridians of the body, the chakras, and it's cleansing the aura. So you're going to be really, really pristine in your energy channels. And for some of you who haven't worked with me before, let me tell you what we're clearing as we're bringing this energy in. So as we are clearing our feet, our soul understanding, this is also our understanding of the physical world. And so we're clearing that up. We're making some new space for new understandings. We're clearing our ability to take our next steps into youthful vitality. We're clearing the knees, which are the ability to honor yourself. I kneel at the altar of myself. This is putting yourself first. So for these 61 days, you are going to make a promise to yourself to love yourself first and take good care of yourself. This will have endless rewards. Clearing the thighs and the hips are clearing those things, those stories, that history, maybe things that we're holding on to, the stuff that maybe is behind us, but somehow is just kind of globbed onto us and kind of defines us, maybe some of those not so favorite moments. And that's where that gets stored, in the back of the thighs and the butt. So we're really wanting to clear and open the channels so that we can have something new show up. The back of the head, neck and shoulders. Neck is taking chances, sticking your neck out. So if you have a tender neck, it might be kind of painful to take chances or stick your neck out. The shoulders is your burdens and responsibilities. Wow, do we want to clear those out right now? We want to be in happiness, joy, and celebration. You really want to clear those out. Let that go. Your arms are your creative channels, your abilities to grasp and receive. In these meditations, we're actually using our own body as our canvas, and we'll be painting with the tools that I give you. We'll be using these beautiful hues, these beautiful, gorgeous colors of paints, the paint brushes and the other liquids and other tools that we use to create this beautiful new canvas will all come together so beautifully in the meditation. So we'll be using the tools as our paintbrush and our paints, and our body is actually our canvas. So you can really paint the most beautiful you. Clearing the back channels, again, is feeling like you're being supported in life, is that upper part of the back, feeling like you're being supported in loving, being supported in your survival. All of that is clearing out the back channels. The front, the belly, like I said, we have our miracle space in our belly. That's also our willpowers in our belly and our first chakra. The first and third chakras are will. So that kind of that force that we have, the ability to love ourselves enough to create something new for ourselves. And up through the heart, self-affinity through the chest, the lungs, our ability to take up space, to feel like we have a right to take up space. Up through the neck. And then through the head, our processing center, our control center. Really, the seat of the soul is up here in the center of the head. We also are going through all these amazing, the brain and the glands in the brain that control the chemicals and the chemical workings of most of the body. We want to just really make that a pristine, clear space. You're doing a wonderful job. All right, now we're going on to activating the chakras we'll need activated to create this miracle. So let's go to chakra one. Chakra one is at the base of the spine. It's pointing down towards the center of the earth. Let's get that spinning and activated. Let's set that at 100%. If there's any black energy in this chakra, go ahead and use a golden vacuum cleaner and clean that black energy out. Any failed energy, maybe you had some difficulty at some point in your life with either health or maybe some failed energy in relationship or your house, maybe you had a foreclosure. I don't know. That's usually what would show up if there is black energy in the base chakra, in that root chakra. So go ahead and vacuum that out. And let's just get that nice and happy and spinning and at 100%. And then going to the second chakra. This is our physical creativity. It's also where the miracle energy is seated at, our seat of miracle energy. So that second chakra is extended out from your mid-belly, about 3 inches down from your belly button, and also out in the same area behind you. So kind of almost where the tailbone is, just slightly above the tailbone. So you have two kind of ends to the chakra, cornucopia-like. Let's get each of those spinning nicely out the front and out the back. Again, if you have any black energy in there, go ahead and vacuum that out. People who would want to be looking for black energy in that space, we clear out things like maybe cervical or uterine cancer could cause black energy. Abortions or miscarriages could cause black energy. Sexual assault or abuse could cause black energy. So let's really vacuum that out. Just vacuum that out. You know, it's part of life, but let's get that out of there. All that death and failed energy. Let's just take the time to clean it up and get it out. And then make sure once you've gotten that black energy out, you can throw away that golden vacuum cleaner down the grounding cord. We can get a new one for the next chakra if you need it. And let's make sure that those chakras are happy, they're a bright color, and they're spinning. They go about 6 to 9 inches off the body. Normal ones are 6-8 inches off the body. So the narrow part is closest to the body, and the wider part is further away from the body. All right, we're going up to will, the third chakra. And the third chakra is really close to the belly button, maybe an inch above the belly button. Okay, so we're going to do the same thing again. Any black energy in will, let's clear that out. And there's any number of reasons, and I'm sure you could think of them, why black energy might be there if you'd had your will trampled on, if you were subservient or submissive, in a place where you really just couldn't be, but there was no other choice. Slave pictures, compression, emotional compression. You know, being with a partner who's particularly dominating. So go ahead and vacuum out any black energy from will. This is a real culprit with manifesting change, is when will is not fully engaged and integrated with the rest of the body. We really, really want to pay attention. Just like the second chakra, we've got it out the front and back. All the second through the sixth chakras, so all the core body chakras in the one in the neck and the first one in the head, which is the sixth chakra brow center, they all have two ends. They have a front and a back. Just the first and seventh, the base of the spine and the crown chakra, are singular in their appearance. Just a little aside, kind of interesting. When you were a baby, this middle chakra, this will chakra, was just a little bud, and it was the only chakra you had, was kind of the chakra close to the belly button. And then as you grew and became like 18 months and 24 months old, you started getting little buds for the other seven chakras. And by the time you are 7 years old, you have seven mature chakras. So you have all the chakras in your body. By the time you're seven, they're grown up. They're fully formed. Let's get the first, second, and third chakras integrated together. So let's just get them kind of connected. Maybe take a golden thread and just start with chakra one and run that golden thread up through chakra one into the front and back of chakra two and into the front and back of chakra three. So you really want them kind of dancing with each other. They're in a dance together. They're not children playing alone. They're all playing together. This makes miraculous change easier. Going up to the fourth chakra. The fourth chakra is our ability to love ourselves, our affinity with the God of our heart, and then our ability to love all others. So ourself and God and all others. And I don't mind that you think about a God or a divinity in any way that you choose. It doesn't really matter to me. Could be life force. It could be nature. Male, female, an energy, an entity, a being, a Christian concept, a Jewish concept, whatever it is that really is your ticket to divinity for you, that's perfect for you. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for your right answer. So we're going to clear out that chakra, that love chakra, the fourth chakra. Any black or failed energy, go ahead and take a vacuum cleaner and clean that out. And of course, you can guess, you know, you have heartbreak or a divorce or mother or child dies or something like that. There might be some death energy in that chakra. So go ahead and vacuum that out. We just want this body really ready to sing for joy. Make sure the front and back chakras are spinning. And then bring that golden thread up from chakra three and go into the front and then the back. So you're looping that golden thread between all the chakras so far. We're bringing it up through kind of the spine area. And then going into the throat chakra, the fifth chakra, our chakra of communication. And we're going to integrate that with the other chakras. So first of all, why would we have any black energy in there? And you know, you may not have black energy in any of these chakras. They may be working perfectly, but it's really, really important to make sure that they're cleaned out and they're spinning. So we're taking some extra time today to just do an extra thorough job of cleaning so that we can create this miraculous space. So looking at the fifth chakra in the front and in the back, it's located at the base of the neck. In that kind of hollow area in the front of the neck is where the fifth chakra comes out. But the fifth chakra really controls all the way up through the nose, mouth, and ears. So it's kind of the throat, the voice box, breathing. There's a lot of stuff going on in the fifth. Failed energy in there would be failed energy with communication. So maybe... If you do have black energy in there, it might be that you don't feel heard or respected, or you're not being treated well. Well, it might be left over from childhood. It might be something with a boss that isn't hearing you. So just go ahead and take a golden vacuum cleaner, vacuum out that black energy. Get that spinning in the front and in the back. Bring that golden thread up from the fourth love up right up into the throat chakra in the front and in the back. So it's kind of like you're lacing a pair of shoes. You're using gold thread, getting everything talking to each other in communication with all the other chakras. Almost like a phone line that's just connecting with all these different... cornucopia phones, chakras. All right, on up to the sixth. The sixth is the center of the head, and then the brow center. So out the front, there's a conical-shaped chakra right off your center, third eye, middle of the brows, and out the back, directly behind that area out the back of the skull. And this has a lot to do with your mental body, your thought process. Also, the brow center has to do with your magical brain, all your brains, really. But when you think about it, that frontal lobe area is your magical brain. So let's just really clean that out. And, of course, there is the possibility of failed energy there. So... go ahead and clean out any black dots that you might be noticing. Get it spinning at 100%, both out the front and out the back. Good job. Bring that golden energy up from the fifth, that ribbon of gold. Let's weave it into the front, lace it up into the front chakra and the back of the sixth chakra. And finally, let's go ahead and get that top chakra, number seven. Let's get that spinning nicely. That's your direct communication with the Supreme. That thousand-petaled lotus. Ooh, feels so good when you have all the chakras in communication with each other. You might feel a little tingly or coolness in the body. We're going to bring a golden ribbon up through the sixth to the seventh. Let yourself really have this beautiful awakening, healing, clearing. Beautiful. And so now we have all seven chakras in alignment for miraculous healing. I'd like to go back to chakra number two, and we're just going to connect chakra number two to the glands that are associated with chakra two. So that would be the ovaries. There we go. So you can weave in the ovaries. You can activate the relationship of the second chakra with the ovaries. Now, keep in mind the ovaries have multiple jobs to release estrogen, progesterone, and a tiny bit of testosterone comes out of the ovaries. So let's go ahead and make sure that that relationship with the energetic body, the chakras, and the glandular body are nice and clear. And remember that estrogen helps the body to have nice collagen levels. It just helps the skin look youthful. So we want those ovaries functioning very nicely. Progesterone helps you get good sleep. You know, you want to have progesterone functioning in the body. And testosterone gives you the ability to follow through. We have a little bit of testosterone, I think, coming out of the ovaries and the adrenals, as I understand. There might be other areas where that also is in effect. Certainly, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm a spiritual teacher. But this is what I've seen. So let's just really validate that. Now, if you're one of those special women who's had the opportunity to let go of her physical glands down there because of some illness, you know what? You still have everything going on because your spiritual body continues to stay. So looking at you, I promise you, there are spiritual ovaries there. So let's activate those. Nothing to be afraid about there. So we're just activating them, clearing them. We've already done a nice clearing on the ovaries, and we want the relationship between the chakra and the physical body to really be humming beautifully. Now let's go up to the third, to will. And the third chakra and the first chakra are very much about our being able to manifest powerfully. So the third chakra has to do with our digestive system and our adrenal glands, primarily. And then, of course, the pancreas, the spleen, and liver are in that area. So stomach is sort of between fourth and third. So let's kind of clear the energy between third chakra and those glands and organs that I've just mentioned, and especially the adrenals, because the adrenals is that power that fuels the body. So we want those adrenals really at 100%, like I said. And we want the third chakra really at 100%. We really need that ability to follow through, to turn the recorder on every day and listen, to turn the, if you have an iPod or the CD player on every day. I want you to put this on every day. You're going to listen to a new meditation. You're going to really claim something pretty darn miraculous. And you need will to fuel that. Also, we look at the pancreas that has to do with insulin levels, blood sugar levels. So that has a lot to do with physical get up and go too. If your insulin is off or your blood sugar levels are off, you might feel kind of pooped out. You might have these surges of energy and then depleted energy. So we're really looking at bringing the pancreas to 100%. We need the spleen and liver at 100%. You know, we really need the inside of our body to be singing with jubilation while we're working this miracle energy. And especially in these glands and organs, why don't you go ahead and take that golden Roomba. If you see any failed energy in there, go ahead and vacuum that out. So failed energy, in other words, I'm saying black dots, black energy, dark energy, white energy you can also vacuum out. That's not your energy. So you just want to get rid of everything that isn't yours. And also get rid of all of that kind of whatever that failed energy is. So if you've had a cold or a virus and something's continued to be depleted, let's clean that up and bring that back to 100%. Remember, we're working spleen, pancreas, liver, intestines, adrenals, and actually kidneys also. Clearing out any black or failed energy from any of those organs or glands. Little known fact, when your digestion is working well, you have nice, full, pink lips. You want your digestion working. You want the colon working good. When your liver's depleted and your kidneys are depleted, your spleen's depleted, you have dark circles under your eyes. So we want these at 100%. One of the things you can do with like the kidney, liver, and spleen to help them is to drink purified water. Drink water with a little cranberry juice and lemon in it. That just keeps everything really clean. So you're cleaning out those organs. You're just kind of sending a little bit of wash down. So you're washing it out each time. You're just doing a little light cleanse as you wash out your insides every day. And then just make sure to have a kind of a nice golden energy running between the third chakra and those glands and organs, and we'll move up to the fourth. So go ahead and finish up there. I know that was a lot of work we just did. I'm really proud of you. You're doing an excellent job. You've taken on a big job, which is to create a miracle. And it's exciting, in just even living in the possibility of it. This is something you're going to remember the rest of your life. So popping up to the fourth chakra, which is right around heart level. All right, and of course, the fourth chakra does have to do with the physical heart, and it includes the lungs. And let's also include the thymus here, which is your immune system gland. It's slightly above the heart, and it's actually technically between the fourth and fifth, but we'll claim it in our relationship right now to the fourth chakra. So let's clear out the heart, any failed energy in the heart, the lungs, if you've had any lung disorder, any heart disorder, or any immune system disorder, say you have had in the past, an autoimmune illness. Let's clean that all up. So removing black or failed energy. Of course, the lungs and the bronchial passages, of course, upper part of the lungs there, that can be cleaned out too. Thymus is midway between the sternum, and the bottom of the neck. And then we're just going to make a beautiful connection between the fourth chakra and the glands and organs that relate to the fourth chakra. So beautiful golden connection between all of them. And you really do need to vacuum out any failed energy or dark energy. And when you've done that, go ahead and throw that vacuum cleaner down the grounding cord. And then up to the fifth chakra. And here in the fifth chakra, guess what? There's our metabolism and our calcium, our bones. The two glands that are in the throat are the thyroid and the parathyroid. We also have the windpipe in there, but the most important things going on in the throat. Well, and then we have our ears and our mouth, come to think of it, and our tongue and our teeth and all that good stuff. So let's go ahead and clear. First of all, we'll start with the glands in the throat. So clearing the thyroid, which is our metabolism and our heat, and our very much has to do with energy, and also has to do with the water distribution in the body. There's a wonderful homeopathic product for making water more absorbable, which you'd think, well, if you have a water retention problem, you wouldn't want water more absorbable. But in actuality, it regulates the water in the body, so you have less of that water retention challenge. But right now, let's just go ahead and clean out the thyroid, any black or failed energy. Clean out the parathyroids. The parathyroids, again, have to do with the calcium levels in the body and our happy bone structure. We will be getting to bones at some point during this series, really working on beefing up the bones, feeling like they're nice and strong and healthy. And when you've cleared those, go ahead and on up into the mouth. And let's just clean out the gums and the teeth. Any failed or black energy in the gums, the teeth, the ears, the glands under the neck, the saliva glands. Ear canals. Is clearing out any dark energy. So you're using that golden vacuum cleaner yet again to clear out any failed energy in any of these parts of the body. And then let's bring that golden ribbon or that golden connection in through all these places we've cleared. And so we're really making a strong connection between the fifth chakra and the glands and body parts, the teeth and the gums, the thyroid and parathyroid especially. So we're connecting all of that up with that energetic system, the chakra system, with that golden ribbon or gold energy. And now going up into the center of the head, and right now we're actually going to be working with the sixth chakra in relationship to the brain and the glands in the brain, the pituitary, pineal, and hypothalamus. Pituitary gland produces human growth hormone, which is the most potent regenerative hormone we can have in our body. So, of course, we want the pituitary gland functioning at 100%. The pineal gland produces melatonin. That's primarily responsible for sleep and meditation. And without good sleep, of course, you can't regenerate. Have you ever seen yourself after a few days of not sleeping? You have big bags under your eyes. You know, there's no regenerating happening. You're having blood pooling, you know, like little toxicity, because your body hasn't really had a chance to reorganize and restructure itself. So we need the pineal gland, that little tiny coffee bean gland, cleared out, and we need the pituitary gland, the human growth hormone gland, cleaned out. So go ahead and take the golden vacuum cleaner and vacuum them out. And then I mentioned the hypothalamus, and that's actually a part of the brain, but it has a very gland-like structure to it, and it is the director producer of the neurotransmitters and the chemistry of the body. So it's really producing and directing much of the activity in the body. So we want that at 100%. Also the eyes, the sinuses, the nasal passages are associated with the sixth chakra. So as you're also cleaning out the glands, cleaning out the brain, and then go ahead and also clean out the eyes, the sinuses, and nasal passages. Any black or failed energy, that's what we're going for with that golden Roomba. If you have stopped breathing, I want you to start breathing again. I'm teasing you, but remember that you have to breathe while you're meditating. So shallow breathing is okay, but really oxygenating the body while we're doing this is important. You would just really want to stay present with the body right now. All right, and then let's go ahead and bring that golden thread, that golden energy through the eyes and the sinuses and the nasal passages, the pituitary, pineal, and hypothalamus, and through all the brain structures, the four brains in the head, the frontal lobe, which is in the front behind the forehead, the neocortex, which is on the top of the brain, the mammalian brain, which is kind of in the center, it's your emotional brain, and then the reptilian brain and brainstem, which is really your instinctual brain, really close to where the spine comes up into the head. The spine actually attaches to the skull, and then straight up from there is kind of where all that reptilian brain, that first brain, the brainstem is. So we're just bringing that golden energy through all of those areas we're connecting. You should actually be feeling pretty exquisite at this point in time. Now what we're going to do is we're going to start saying hello to really all the cells of the body. And let's go ahead and bring that golden thread right up into the seventh chakra. And then from the seventh chakra, let's put a giant golden sun at the top of your head. And this has got to be a golden sun, maybe the size of planet Earth. I mean, it is giant. And don't be stingy with yourself. Give you a whole giant golden sun and bring that into your body. Of course, there isn't quite enough room, is there, for an entire planet Earth golden sun to fit into your head. But let's bring that all the way down into every cell of your body. And just let the cells of your body awaken with this golden sun. Breathing in and out, knowing that you are so capable competent, clear, loving and lovable. You're fun to be with. You have a great sense of humor. You laugh often and easily. You regenerate, and you don't have to think about it. It's effortless with great ease. You're noticing changes even before you start, that you feel happier, you feel optimistic. Things are very right in your world, and you know that the perfect shifts will happen and that you don't have to be a taskmaster with yourself. Just enjoy the meditations, enjoy the good nutrition, and just go along for the journey. It's important to have time outside to breathe fresh air. If you have a lake close by, a river, a mountain, an ocean to walk by, those are wonderful places to help heal and rejuvenate and regenerate and bring your youth and vitality back. One last golden sun into the top of the head. And there you sit as a beautiful yogini, cross-legged at the top of your head. And bring yourself back down into your body, filling out your toes and fingers, feet and hands, legs and arms, torso, neck, and head, filling out every single cell of your body, energizing and recharging yourself. Feels wonderful in here. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that this healing meditation is complete. May the entire world be filled with radiant health, vitality, joy, grace, beauty, and peace. Tatastu, so be it.